Health officials in El Gadarif say they were forced to shut down all schools and other learning institutions after seeing the increase in the number of people testing positive for coronavirus. Speaking via messaging application from El Gadarif town, Alia Yusuf, the Director General of the state's health ministry, said the infection rate increased from 7 to 10 people per day, up to 24 cases a day, including children.
We have been recording between 11 to 24 positive cases in a day. And among these numbers, 3 to 7 cases are critical and will be admitted in the isolation centers.
Yusuf says the jump in positive cases is due to the public's failure to observe government health directives, which are in line with the World Health Organization's guidelines. She says, as the number of cases continues to climb, administrators of isolation centers were scrambling to find more supplies.
Sometimes patients need more than...
Last week, we recorded 3 cases of death due to COVID-19. Sometimes patients need more than 15 cylinders of oxygen per hour. This is another challenge. But now, this problem was solved by the oxygen department at El Gadarif Hospital.
El Gadarif state borders neighboring Ethiopia and hosts more than 50,000 Ethiopian refugees who fled recent fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Asked if the rise in COVID-19 cases has affected the refugees staying at the Umra Kuba camp, Yusuf says the situation at the camp is under control as health partners are on the ground working closely with camp officials and the refugees. Justin Lynch, advocacy manager at the Norwegian Refugee Council, one of the humanitarian agencies working in Umra Kuba refugee camp in El Gadarif, says the refugees are cooperative and adhering to COVID-19 guidelines, but says more awareness is still needed.
When the emergency first began in November, refugees came with almost nothing, and you would never see anyone with a mask on because they just didn't have any basic food, water, and medicine. And, you know, that also meant there was no masks for anyone. And so that was really a critical period. Now things are slowly changing, and you could see more refugees with masks, and so that's a really good thing.
Lynch says as much as the Ethiopian refugees would like to return to their homes, they do not feel it is safe to go back. He says health partners are focused on other health issues as the rainy season is about to begin. He says efforts are underway to ensure that the rain does not cause more health complications among the refugees.
What we are working now in terms of health is making sure that the camps will be able to sustain the coming flooding season. So tents and other open air houses that people are living in won't get filled with water and it becomes totally unlivable. So we're trying to avoid the situation where refugees are living in this kind of mud slush that makes life really unlivable.
For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.